Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on RAID calculators. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Martin Taylor, Converge Network Manager with the Royal Horticultural Society. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is a RAID calculator and what are they used for? Over to you, Martin.
RAID calculators, basically, obviously, to understand what a RAID calculator is, you have to understand what RAID is in the first place. Now, I'm assuming most listeners of this podcast will know that, but I'll give you a brief description of the different RAID levels. The main standards in use today are RAID level 0, which is basically designed for applications that require very high speed storage but no redundancy. We've got RAID level 1, which is mirroring, which is for applications that require redundancy with fast random writes. Small file servers, RAID arrays with small amounts of disks are pretty suited to this level. Then we've got RAID 10, which is mirroring and striping. This combines multiple mirrored drives with data striping into a single array. And this is the highest performance RAID level with a level of data protection as well. Right, okay, moving up, we've got RAID level 5, which is similar to RAID level 3 in that it stripes data at a byte level across several drives, and it's stored with parity on one drive. Now, basically, this provides higher performance RAID level 5 than 3, but the ratio of reads to writes is quite high, so there's a very high overhead, but a very high level of resilience with that level. And then finally, we've got RAID level 6. Again, that provides redundancy in the same way as RAID level 5, but there is a higher cost to using that level of RAID. So obviously, once you've decided what your specific level of RAID is that's applicable to what you actually want to do with the data that's stored on your RAID array, this is where the RAID calculator comes into play. I'll give you an example here. Say, for instance, you had an application that required extremely fast disk access, but with no resilience at all, just for use for caching files, as an example. You take RAID level 0, you go to your RAID level calculator. Now, depending which offering that's on the web that you decide to take, you can change the complexity, really. You can look at some RAID calculators will give you an idea of the array layouts, whereas some will just give you the basic figures, which is just, you know, number of disks to how much disk space you get. Now, I'm looking at one in particular, which is the Zero Assumption Recovery online RAID calculator, which gives you quite a large array of options. It allows you to specify your disks, and will give you your total capacity, what the fault tolerance is, how much space you require to maintain that tolerance, etc. Now, obviously, once you get this information, it's a good indicator of the prices that you're going to pay in numbers of drives that you require for each array. So RAID level calculators are a useful tool, but they rely on a basic knowledge of implementing the correct RAID level for exactly what you want to do with your data.
Thanks, Martin. The next question is, are these RAID calculators a reliable means of doing the sums you need to do? Are there any drawbacks or limitations to them? Any alternative ways, etc.?
Well, that's an interesting question because, I mean, as a general guide, RAID calculators, online RAID calculators are excellent, but obviously they will give you a ballpark figure when it comes to amounts of disk you need, how much space overhead, etc., because certain proprietary manufacturers, RAID controllers, they assign different levels of these things to your RAID array. So really, it's more of a ballpark. It's great for rough costing, but it's never going to beat the actual, you know, deployment on the RAID itself. And you will find that the figures will differ from your final implementation. But this is not usually by a massive margin. So, you know, you can give or take a few hundred megabytes either way usually. We're not talking massive amounts of data here. So they're a great indicator for costing projection, but I wouldn't rely on them for exact figures, basically. Now, obviously, these online RAID calculators, they use different formulas to calculate this. Now, I'm not actually a maths genius myself, so I haven't actually sat down and done the manual calculations for RAID myself, and these formulas are not actually particularly easily available on the web either. They're more of a development thing. You can pull them from the code of the calculators if you like, looking at the JavaScript, stuff like that, but all you're going to get is the same results as what you see from the formulas. So I wouldn't say the manual calculation method's very effective. It would be very time-consuming and complex, and obviously the bigger the array, the more calculations you require to do. So there's no real advantage in doing that at all over what comes online. Obviously, another way to do this is to look at your existing systems. If you've already got RAID in place at a certain level that your organisation is used to using, you can go and look at the array configuration utilities on your servers and see how your current arrays are configured, which will give you a good idea of exact overheads on each disk. And you can get reports from those. So, you know, that's another way of looking into the issue. But, I mean, the first stop place really is Array Calculator Online. It's the first place I go when I'm looking to deploy a RAID array to get a ballpark figure for long-term budgets. Right, so to sum up, I would say, you know, online RAID calculators are a very worthwhile, useful tool. They're free to use. You can go and look through many different ones and get the levels that you like. There's a lot more levels of RAID than I've discussed in this short podcast. There are redundant standards as well, which some people still may be using on legacy systems. So really the thing you have to do is to go and Google it and then find the correct RAID calculator that meets the specific needs for what you want to do.
Excellent. Thanks, Martin. That's the end of the podcast.